Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WVSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WVSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. We have an awesome show planned tonight. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, truly, the host of Talking Real to You Prime Time. It's good to be before you because, first of all, when we come on WVSW Internet Talk Radio, we want to make sure we share some things that close to your neighborhood, more or less block by block. And that's what it's all about. Because this show is the real the real talk show that focuses on just plain old life issues, regardless whether it's political, social, economic, educational, financial. Whatever it may be, we want to spend time talk about those things that relate to you and your neighborhood. I am so blessed. God bless you to see another week. But start of the week, and the second day, and actually Monday is the first work day for a lot of individuals, that we get the chance to be able to talk and communicate with each other. It's truly, truly a blessing. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Call in, and you'll be able to hear the show as well as share your thoughts. Press 1 if you just want to chat with us, and I'll make sure I identify you. Last pages of your cell or telephone number, then I'll ask you truly to take time to share with me the thoughts you have about the show. The co-host and our special guest tonight, I noticed, sent me a message here to be a part of this, so I'm going to approve her with this by sending her an invitation, and she'll be live truly on Facebook. So we truly believe that this is a great opportunity. You see how technology is moving us in the direction to get the word out. We also want you to check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can email the show, and you can email the show, and I'm slowly adding our co-host. Always, she's trying to work her way through, and I appreciate her doing that. Trying to work his way through it. And, you know, we're just using all these different vehicles to get the word out. So it's truly, so that's WVSW Internet Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. That's what it's all about. If you go to that web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to check us out on by email, it's talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet the show, it's @TalkingRealToYou, @WVSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, as well as @LorenzoDSmith15, @Coach_L_Smith, along with @Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith1, @TheSmithWayProduction. And Instagram, we're very excited about being a part of the Instagram network or media site, however you want to say it. We are partners with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And those brothers down in Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, has decided that we're going to do this together. We want to attack all our neighborhoods. We want to make sure we get them block by block. But joining hand with them has been so beautiful. It's just been the way to get the word out. So we truly thank those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is in Greenville, Alabama, @President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, @Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith15. This show is aired on the first and third Monday. You know, the start of the month came in kind of, you know, at the end, like the 28th was the Monday. So we had a show then, and we kind of rotated. Some people said it would be this really, really the second Monday, but it's truly what we get an opportunity to bring to work. We want to give a shout out to a couple individuals joining us on Facebook. We have, let me give a shout out to one of my former students, Earl Presley, played football for me at McKenzie School. Thank you, Earl, for taking time to be a part of this. A shout out to Tina Robinson, our co-host and our special guest. She says she's going to call in and make sure she's on here so she can share her thoughts about her program and her ministry. I call it a ministry. Owning My Own Truth, Oakland, California. She's working to make a difference, and I call her the lady that put the boots on the ground. Also, a shout-out to Sharon Presley. We give a shout-out to Sharon out of McKenzie as well, another one of our students. Thank you so much for being part of just coming and sharing this with us now, and that's been many years ago. That meant many blue moons, and most likely we're talking in the 80s, and we thank Sharon as well as Earl Presley. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. You have Mary Alice Woods. Thank you, Mary Alice Woods, for joining us, taking that time to be a part of this. Then Jacqueline Davidson, also out of McKenzie, another one of those individuals down there that was so inspirational in my first starting in education, in my career, and where I am today. I thank each and every one of them. We also have a shout out for Jackie Brown Gathers. Join us as well. Thank you, each and every one of you, for taking time to join. But like I said, we have an awesome show planned tonight. We have some awesome co-hosts that join us from time to time. We want to give them a shout-out. Even though when they join us, they're going to make sure we recognize them again. A shout-out for the young lady, our millennial. She hails from Central Alabama, and we're so glad to have her. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. None other than Miss Lauren D. Smith. Also joining us out of the state of Georgia, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Joining us from the South Peninsula of Florida. None other than ladies from the northern point of close to Canada in Ohio, out of Cleveland. None other than Miss Lisa F. Levine. Out of the state of South Carolina. Truly, it's exciting to have this young lady sharing her thoughts from time to time. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than Ms. Scarlett H. Black. And as soon as our co-host come on, as well as our special guest tonight, we will introduce her, share some things about her as I did earlier, then we'll move forward for her sharing about the ministry God has blessed. This is a follow-up because she did a show last year talking about owning my own truth. And it's truly, truly, we all need to make that statement and talk about it in our life. Owning our own truth, owning my own truth. I can't own your truth and you can't own my truth. But through her ministry, she has taken it to the streets. She put boots on the ground, and we're so glad to have her as a part of this, not only just as a special guest tonight, but a co-host coming every first and third Monday. Like I said, we're off cue just a little bit, but we're back and ready to show that and share some awesome things with you. Our title of tonight's show is Living Life with a Purpose. I want to say that again. Living Life with a Purpose. And I want you to just think about that. Let that settle in your soul. Living life with a purpose. Before we move into talking about that, we want to give a shout-out to, and I want to make sure I can get this individual. We got a couple of our people, co-hosts, that's on here. And we want to make sure they give a shout-out. I'm going to let them, and I'm going to introduce them. Like I told you, when they come on, I'm going to make sure I click them and make sure they're live. And I'm thanking them for joining, but I will make you live in a minute. Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol, for joining us from time to time. Thank you so much for taking time. B.J. Jefferson. Thank you out of the state of Tennessee. So let me make out an individual who's a co-host that are joining us tonight live, and I want them to share some things with you before our co-host who's considered going to be our special guest tonight. We have joined us again out of the great state of Florida. It's so exciting to have us here. She's down on that southern peninsula of Florida, as far as Boca Raton, from the great state of Ohio, as far as north as Cleveland, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Dr. Low. How are you?
I am awesome. God has continued to bless me as well as everybody else. Get a chance to be on the day. Yes, we have. Thank you so much. And it's good to have you on here. It's really good to have you on. God has blessed us to be able to come again tonight and possibly be close to being full staff tonight. But just to have each and every one of you all on here is always awesome. And thank you for joining us, Lisa, so much. And we're going to move forward. And I want everybody to think about the title, Living Life with a Purpose. Before our special guest come on, our co-host, Tina Robinson, comes on. She didn't text me already. She's calling, and she's going to try to add. Okay, she's trying to call and make sure we get her on here. So we'll make sure we punch her in when she get in. Let me see one thing. She's also working through technology. But you see how that works. I see her. She's on here. I give her a shout out in a minute. And I mentioned this young lady. And I know just like Tina put the boots on the ground, she put the boots on the ground too. They're this great state of South Carolina. I remember late to Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. None other than Sarah Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing fine tonight. How are you? I'm about ready to lose the boots, but anyway, it's good to be on tonight. The boots on the ground, a little soggy. But anyway, so glad to be with everyone tonight.
We're glad to
glad that we got Lisa. Glad to have you back. Been missing you.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome.
Hey, Scarlett, guess what? Scarlett, guess what? Before you start, guess what? I got licensed in South Carolina.
Oh,
oh my God. Okay, I can start referring.
Okay. Yes, you can.
That is awesome.
I'm
going to
come live with you. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You're going to have a monopoly on the whole Southeast after a while.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's all. Let's take time to now introduce our co-host who joined us from time to time. And she's going to be the special guest, kind of followed up on the ministries that she have, Owning My Own Truth. And let's share with us some things that she's doing in Oakland and also throughout California and sometimes stepping over the state of Texas and Atlanta from time to time. None other than the lady I said put the boot on the ground. Have no problem going into the neighborhood. And rubbing shoulders with those individuals who may not be fortunate, finding out how I can make a difference. And that's what we should all be about. This show is all about block by block. And if you want someone to show you how it works, we definitely want to be able to communicate with this young lady to follow up to see some of the things she's doing in regard to living life with a purpose. None other than Tina Robinson, Owning My Own Truth, co-founder with her twin sister. It's good to have you on, Tina.
Thank you.
You're awesome, awesome. You know, I know you've been checking it out from time to time, and you've been stepping it. I know you've been busy. So I wanted to make sure everybody who have an opportunity to come on here, come back later on and follow up and share what's going on with them, with their organization, so we can see, again, whether we making a difference or what commitment or what are we doing in our communities block by block. So, Tina, you know, I would take time to introduce you, which I love to do that because you are an awesome person. I tell you that because every time we communicate, and whether you come on the Dr. Lowe Show or the Love Cafe or Talking Real to You, prime time. So it's exciting to have Ms. Tina Robinson with us. She's a co-host, but besides that, the organization she founded, co-founded with her twin sister, and it was all about finding out your own truth, owning my own truth. So the title of the night show is Living Life with a Purpose. You cannot own your truth unless you have a purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, trust our Lord and Savior. Pray to him and say, God, and keep me, Show me what my purpose is. Show me where I should be in this society or this world. What impact I should. Once God shows you exactly your purpose, you will be so comfortable with what you're doing. So what I want to do now is allow Tina Robinson to jump in and kind of talk about owning my own truth. We heard it earlier last year. We want to hear how it was developed and how it come up, how it was created, then move forth to talk about some of the things that you all are doing, because you're always sending me what you're doing on Facebook, and I like all the things you're doing. You're taking it block by block. But without further ado, we're going to allow Tina to come in and share her thoughts in regards to her organization, her ministry, I'll say, Owning My Own Truth. We are on you, Tina.
All right, all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you can hear me well. Can you please let
yes,
me know?
Yes, we can.
Okay, first of all, I want to give honor to God, and I want to thank you, Dr. Lowe, for having me again. It's been an honor working with you on your amazing talk show. As he said, my name is Tina Robinson. I am founder of Owning My Own Truth Behavior Support. It was birthed out of being a survivor of all forms of abuse. I chose to break my silence and dedicate it to those who's no longer here and those who are still suffering in silence. A little bit about myself. I am a twin, Reverend TC and Mother Katie Mae Robinson, which I have four more sisters and a brother. Shout out to my Robinson family. I had a really beautiful childhood, and unfortunately, bear with me because it's just very sensitive even after all these years. Unfortunately, when I was younger, I was molested by a childhood friend, and the unconditional love that was embedded in me as a child, I felt that something was wrong, but the love that I had for him, I wanted to protect him. And in that innocent state of mind, in that innocent state of development, by not telling someone hurt me, I unknowingly built up a tolerance to overcompensating people, you know, or looking over one's faults. You know, I always gave them the benefit of the doubt, which in my later life almost caused me to lose my life. And I'm here to just tell you, you know, we can overcome what was meant to destroy you as long as you own your truth about it and own that you need help, which my twin literally reached out her hand to me when I was a shell of myself, you know, off of self-sabotage. I call it temporary insanity, thinking I could fix myself, thinking I could heal people. And you can't. I don't care how much you love a person, how much you don't want to be alone, how much you feel like you need to be validated, you have to look in the mirror and validate your own self. Most of all, you have to believe in a higher source of strength within you, because on paperwork, I'm dead, literally. On paperwork, my body has been so abused, but the spirit I have in me is all to my Most High, my Father God, through his Son Jesus, who died for all the sins afflicted upon me and the sins that I've overcame afflicted upon my own self. You know, I can laugh about it to keep from crying, but I could go on and on, Dr. Lowe. Stop me. Is there anything you want to ask of me,
well,
or shall I continue?
I'm going to let you continue with it, but I truly want everybody to really, really pay close attention, because one of the most important things about this organization is that with Tina and Gina Robinson founders of this organization, was recognize there were some things that you have to overcome in life. Once you identify those things that are going on, you can begin to own them. See, one of the biggest problems, I think, when we say living life with a purpose, that we allow life to own us. And we have to truly realize that we have to own life. Everything that happened to you, it is truly for a purpose. And it's where God has already written the book on each and every one of our life. You have to trust in his plan and his will. And truly, we have to think about that. Now, as we go through the process of hearing what Tina Robinson, and I also believe Gina is on the line, and I'm going to see in a minute and let her, because she'd like to jump in. They twins, so they like to bounce. And they go out there, you know, as two. So we're so glad. I see the number because it's out of Georgia, so I know she's here in Georgia. So I want to make sure I make her live, but I want you to just let that resonate before Tina come back and say anything, or either Gina. I want the co-host, if any thoughts you want to take an opportunity to share or even ask a question of Tina in regards to, you know, owning my own truth. And I would like for you, both of you all, to take that opportunity while I get an opportunity to make sure I get the twin live, get her online as well. So Scarlett or either Lisa, is anything you would like to share so Tina can kind of catch her breath right now, and then she can come back and then we'll introduce Gina as she comes in to sort of tag team. That's what they do as twins.
Okay.
Scarlett, Lisa? I have a moment here that they not hear me, but that's all right. So what? Oh, drop. But we'll continue to move forward. Now at this 6091 page of the live, so I'm assuming this is Gina. So
yes, sir. In the flesh.
Hi,
Tina.
Hi, Tina. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, tag team is here. So we really appreciate Gina joining us as well. This is Tina, and as she said, she's a twin, and her sister's joining us out of that great state of Georgia. Thank you so much, Gina, for joining us. And at this time, if you want to jump in and start sharing some things, and because you are part of Owning My Own Truth, you were there with the creation of this. So if you would, right now, you have the opportunity on the floor to share what you want to share at this time, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you. Representing the great state of Georgia, the Peach State, by way of Oakland, California. Thank you for this opportunity. And I also want to thank my twin for allowing this gift to manifest through her, Owning My Own Truth. I'm not sure if she shared our story with the root of Owning My Own Truth, but it basically focuses on accountability, which a lot of people miss when they experience trauma in life. We as human beings, we tend to point blame to justify our actions, our improper actions. Hurt people, but my twin and I, we were at a space maybe seven, almost 8 years ago now, twin, where we, in our heartfelt conversation, you know, our focus was we have to own our truth, you know, whatever that may be. If we're recovering addicts, recovering from a domestic abuse situation, that you own your truth, meaning no one can demean you by saying, oh, you're a crack addict or you were abused. If you can acknowledge where you were, yes, I was abused, but I'm a survivor now. Yes, I was. I had an addiction, but I'm a survivor now. When you own your own truth, those words can no longer wound you but empower you. And that is our focus in our empowerment exercises that we have based in Oakland, California, to allow people to come into an environment where they feel safe, where they know it's a non-judgmental environment, and they can share their truth, they can share their experience,
and other people that are actively surviving and moving forward from their hardship can say, this is what I needed to do. This is the steps that helped me. So we're all about just speaking life into individuals. And that was what I did for my twin at her darkest hour, and that's what she does in turn for me, because every time I see her go forth, that is a reminder of the universe. That is a reminder that how good God grace is, and that despite our circumstances, he can still use us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Tina.
If I can say some more. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to just say something. To my twin, I love you to life for everything that you do for me. It was that day that you looked at me and you grabbed my hand and you looked at me, you saw me, and you saw the pain was greater than my own comprehension. So it was those words that you said, own it and let it go, because you can't carry it anymore. It's killing you. And with that being said, owning my own truth is my affirmation that I have to own my shortcomings. I have to own the days that I don't feel like getting up. I have to own my temporary insanity, thinking I can fix it, knowing that when I get snapped back into my reality, I know that there are some things that I'm in control of, and the things that I'm not in control over, I have to surrender it over to a higher authority, which is my Father God, and I have to keep reflecting back on that. And I would like to just add that with reaching out for help, you may have to keep trying and searching over and over again, because not everybody is meant to deal with individuals' hardcore truth. But guess what? I am. I will come meet you right in the trenches. And with that, I have so many different organizations that I want to give a shout out to that's been a part of my journey. But I'll pause if you hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
I heard some punching. Yeah, so I'll pause, Dr. Lowe.
Go ahead, Alan.
So I want to give a shout out to, so it's so many names, but just to name a few, Safe Haven of Decatur, Georgia, Alameda County Justice Center, the Council Family, Behind the Mask Ministries, Oakland, Adam Eka Village Stop Killing Our Kids Movement, Boss Reentry Program, Emoja Health, Painted Brain Crisis Counselor, Black Cultural Zone, Credible Messenger, Serenity House for Domestic Violence, House of Loving Hands for Domestic Violence, World Outreach Specialist, East Oakland Collective, and that's just to name a few. And I really want to shout out to individuals that was impacted by COVID, and I would like to add on that, with the sheltering in, as an advocate, I have received so many calls as a crisis counselor that the sheltering in, individuals have to learn and meet themselves. They have to be reintroduced to themselves, and some individuals tragically came out not liking themselves and not liking what they allowed to happen. And with them reaching out, we do have resource information for individuals for mental health care and COVID safety. And this climate of the pandemic and now the war, our community is in dire need of mental health care. And just going back to owning my own truth, it is one's individual affirmation that you have to reach out to get help. You have to be willing to do the work. And, you know, for me, I call it a state of infancy. When I had to learn how to walk again, walk away from drama, I had to learn how to talk again. I had to learn how to talk positive, and I had to learn how to eat healthy and not self-sabotage. Self-sabotaging isn't just with addictions or overeating or overspending. Anything that, for me, in my perspective, that feels a temporary void is it's habit forming. Anything that fulfills a temporary void, until that void isn't no longer being fed or met, until it isn't, only then you will make a change in your life. In my story, I got tired of being sick and tired. I got tired of living without consequences, and I'm woman enough to look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, Tina, let's get it. You had time to wallow in whatever situation it is, let's get it. What did you learn? What did you learn from that? What will you deal with, and what will you not deal with? I do have an option. I do have choices.
Awesome. And we want you to be a part of the show. We have an awesome team of co-hosts, but also an awesome team of guests that's coming before you on Talking Real to You Prime Time. We truly want to just get down to block by block. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, as you used to say, or the elder people used to say. We're going to get really down to it. Just listening to Tina Robert, Tina and Gina talk about looking to live a life with a purpose. And see, we have to understand that we all have a purpose. When we are able to recognize our purpose, we can always move forward. Now, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, and you choose your name, then jump in when you're chatting with Tina, Dr. Smith, Scarlett, Lisa, and just everybody who are typing in on Facebook or writing in comments on both of the vehicles here. See, God is so good. He has blessed us one more time. I want to take this opportunity because I want individuals to really understand the focus of I went with the acronym. I just said OMOT, owning my own truth.
Yeah, that's it.
About, you know, all about owning it. And I heard Gina say she told her sister, and Tina says, you have to own it. See, you can't just push it to the side, because all you're going to do is put yourself in a situation where it's going to come back around. You have to own it. And once you own it, you can now deal with a purpose for why it is going on in your life, or a purpose to succeed from it. So I want both of you young ladies to talk about truly the focus of this ministry, because yes, we heard that it focuses on putting people in a position, their behavior, and understanding their behavior and why things happen. Can you just share with us, both of you, if you want to do it, you know, time together, however you want to work it out, we want you to be able to just share the main focus of it. Because, see, I know both Tina and Gina, they're putting the boots down. They're out there. They're having these many, many session events to let people be able to own their own truth. I know that because I keep up with it through Facebook, Instagram, and all that. But I just want them to talk about it. And I want you, if you got a question, to call in and share your thoughts, or if you ask your question or comments, whatever you may have, by calling in at 347-857-4192, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lorenza Smith, you can chat with Gina, Tina, Scarlett, Lisa. We all here for you. Let's see what the focus is. And the main focus of OM.
Gina, you want to go?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. Owning my own truth. The main focus is it's two parts. One for us, if I could speak for my twin and I, is continuing our parents' legacy. The late Reverend T.C. Robinson and Mother Katie Mae Robinson, they were faithful servants of our community in Oakland, California, and they care for the community. And owning my own truth is continuing the legacy of our parents with showing compassion for those who are the least of these, you know, God's people that are underserved and just reminding individuals that we see you despite your circumstances, that there are individuals in this world that care about people in certain circumstances with no judgment. And that's what I live for. That's what gives me inspiration to continue to live, to be in service. And I mean it from the depths of my soul. You know, you think about your life and you accomplish certain things that you have around you. And I'm grateful for God for favor, but I realize my complete joy is when I can go out and touch those in a community and show them some love, you know, give them food if they may not have had anything to eat for days at a time, offer them clothing, et cetera, a word of encouragement. That's what life is about. And if I can say, you know, with pandemic, there has just been a greater blatant disconnect, right? Because, you know, the 6 feet and we have to cover ourselves up to keep ourselves safe. You know, I agree with, you know, self-protection, but it's created a greater gap between people in a community, and you feel it and you see it. And for me, I'm a very affectionate and very engaging person, so I had to unlearn that, you know, for a while. So it was very uncomfortable, but now that we're kind of moving forward into some level of normalcy, it is still my commitment to go out in the community to show people that there are individuals in this world that care, period. That's our focus, to remind people that they are loved and that we see them.
Awesome, awesome.
Quinn, you could jump in.
Okay. So right now, Only My Own Truth Behavior Support is working on Town Nights project. It's from March until June 8th. There are Wednesday nights. Our project is called In the Climate of – let me pause for a second. In the climate of the emergency, the state of emergency, the hospitals being flooded with, you know, individuals ill, God gave me an assignment called CPR, you know, to resuscitate that heart, to get the mind thinking properly. So Project CPR is Conscious Privilege to Renew Your Mind and Rewrite Your Story by LOL, Loving Out Loud. And I dedicate that to the LGBTQ community. With acknowledging
community.
LGBTQ community with, you know, consciously, the conscious privilege to renew your mind is the day that you accept who you are, not your circumstances, but who you are and who you desire to be. Our agenda for these programs, let's give me one second, right here. Our project will cover COVID safety, vaccinations, and boosters. And on my platform, I choose to share my experience with COVID and how choosing to get vaccinated and have a booster helped me be able to care for my grandson. He's the only son, only child. And, you know, like my twin said, we're very affectionate. So, you know, I'm a mother. I didn't care if I would have got sick or not, but because I had the booster and vaccination, when I did get exposed to it, it wasn't as severe as had I not had it. We're also be covering mental health care, the suicide, depression, obesity, substance abuse. I have some great facilitators. Shout out to Virgil Holtz, Eddie Pratt, Denny Stephanie, Cynthia Maupin, Kayshawn Brooks for Holistic Skincare, Tammy Russell, Denise Jackson from Violence Prevention, Domestic Violence. And those are a few topics that we're going to be really covering. And the one that I really get a lot of joy out of is going to the homeless encampments, providing normalcy hygiene care. And what I mean by that is buying materials for them to have portable toilets and reusable showers, attachments to go into their cars, saying if they're living in their car, that they can recharge their electronic devices such as laptops, phones, and, you know, some of the encampments have children, you know, living in the car. So I've been blessed to buy groceries for families, you know, giving away clothes or whatnot. So we pretty much cover it all, you know, and I'm just grateful to God. And if I may ask, you know, if anybody wants to support or sow seed, I can share my Cash App with you, which is $47TE. And all donations will be contributing to specific hygiene care for men, women, and children. And also we sponsor women and men going into recovery, because sometimes, you know, they go in with nothing. So I've been able to bless individuals, you know, going into recovery. And God bless their souls to those who didn't make it out. And I just, you know, want to send a shout out to all my loved ones. You know, when my twin and I say we love you to life, we do, not to death, but to life. And happy birthday, Dr. Eldridge Robinson, our older sister. With that, I pass the mic, Dr. Lowe.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, see, when you hear what's going on in Oakland or even time to time, happening in Georgia and Texas or Las Vegas, you know, only my own truth is out there making things happen. That's why every time I introduce her, I introduce, I'm going to say both of them now, Gina and Tina, as the ladies that put the boots on the ground. See, we want to make a difference. Sometimes we want to do it from the ivory tower. You have to get out of the ivory tower. Your situation where you are in your community may not be the same as the situation that may be in Oakland or where it is in Atlanta. But you have to make sure we work for whatever situation we have. So we have to go out and give back. See, that's when I talk about WBSW Internet Talk Radio, it was a vision. God blessed me to be able to visualize that. Let me bring a vehicle so people can share. We would not be able to hear what Tina and Gina is sharing with us about owning my own truth. And the many other individuals, if it wasn't from God blessing me with that vision and giving back, do what you can do. Know your purpose. If not, pray to God, say, guide me. Show me what my purpose, your purpose, if you don't feel like you know now, it's coming. Because, see, the book has already been written. And what we have to keep in mind by the book being put into progress already, you're living it day to day, is that we have to realize that our purpose is in front of us. It is not behind us. And don't ever get caught up in thinking that your purpose is behind you. You know, Gina was sharing some things earlier when she started talking. She talks about accountability. See, what we in our community, because this show is all about block by block, your neighborhood. See, taking care of your neighborhood, you won't need to be feeling accountable in your own neighborhood. Whatever little you can do, it's all about owning your own truth, understanding who you are and whose you are. Now, being able to give back, you feel that I have given back in a manner that I'm helping someone. Some may be shocked to know that people that the only my own truth, Tina and Gina encounter, lives in their own car. Not just one person, the whole family. Or they in a tent encampment. See, people don't understand. If you ride through Georgia on the interstate, you'll see tents set up off the interstate up on the hill. These people are not like you going to the ivory tower. And I know we call where we call our home our castle. We just got to keep that in mind. And this is what it's all about, living life with a purpose. Own your truth. Because all you do is just pray to God. Say, God, you know, what is my truth? I want to know. And he will lie you down after the 23rd Psalm in the King Pastor. And he's going to restore your soul. And in the process, yes. he will allow you to yes. see what your purpose is. And for, yes. for Tina to be able to be blessed to have her twin to, as well as her other siblings telling her, own it. Don't let it
yes.
own you. And that's what yes. owning my own truth is all about. Owning my own truth is all about owning it and have no
right.
problem with it. Don't let it yeah. own you. Accountability, blame. See, too many people want to play the blame game. And I'm jumping yeah. in. I'm going to let them come back with some of the other events that's going on as well and some upcoming things that's coming up. But you have to not be playing the blame game. Too many times yeah. we blame everybody else for what happened to us. We blame everybody else for what happened to us. Why can't we accept the responsibility ourselves? That's all about, again, accountability. She always talked, she shared about, this is Tina, as well as Tina, hurt people. You know, I always said the my brother, pastor, and I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt, a relationship coach and strategist, always
yes.
say that you have to go through that healing process before you can move forward anywhere else, especially in a relationship. Because it's true. Hurt people
That's
hurt
true.
People. See, if you ain't
yeah.
you're not healed yet, you're going to hurt somebody. You know, before long, it might be a family member. You just don't know because you're not healed yet. The next day, survivor. And that's what only my own truth is about, being a survivor. But you need to be an instrument in helping those individuals. That is living life with a purpose. You have to have a
right.
purpose. And if you don't
right.
know what your purpose is, just keep on living. Keep on living, and your purpose will be revealed to you.
Yes.
So I want to share that about our title, Living Life with a Purpose. I
yes.
saw on Gina and Tina when on my own truth, it says you've got to have a purpose and recognize what your purpose, then live your purpose.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it's all about, living life with a purpose. Identify your purpose. Don't let it pass you by. Then you can make a difference. Right here. Now, if you want to be a part of the show, and I'm looking at a couple of relatives I know calling in, twins. I know they some relatives. Look, I'm looking at a 404 as a call in. I know out of Georgia. I'm looking at another 510 calling in. I want them relatives to call. You call in, just press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line. The number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then our distinctor asks you truly to share your location. Then jump in and let's talk. Let's chat. Chat with Dr. Lowe. Chat with Tina, Gina, Scarlett, as well as Lisa. And we do have a caller on the line, and we want to give them an opportunity to share their thoughts. And that's the caller with the last 4 digits, 6322. You are now live. Share your location. Your name if you want to.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
My name,
okay?
My name is Bert. I'm out here in California in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm out here doing my thing on my own truth.
Hey.
To go up.
Bert.
Hey,
that's one of our great facilitators. He's our empowerment animal
right,
specialist.
Right. Let him
That's
speak.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome, Virgil. Thank you, Virgil. I tell you, owning your own truth out there in California, we do appreciate sharing that with us because we know you know these young ladies. You know what the direction they're going, and being connected with them allow we all to be in a position to find out what our purpose is, or living our purpose in life, living what we have here. Anything else you want to share with us, Virgil?
Well, yeah, you know, personally, you know, we all done traveled, you know, that path from trauma, tragedy, you know, to triumph, you know, and it's about recognizing, you know, those things that cause us pain, so that we can better identify those things that will give us pleasure. so that we can move forward in our lives, come their experiences. And that's what we're doing in Owning Your Own Truth. Thank you to this wonderful lady, Tina, and her family, and everybody bringing it, you know, to our communities out here. So I just want to share that with y'all.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Virgil. He's out of that great state of California sharing truly, truly his exposure and what's happening. And anyone else that wants to share their thoughts, and I see individuals that are truly a part of it and knowing the family and want to share their thoughts on it, all you got to do is press 1, and I'll make sure I get you, because you're already on the board. Just press the number 1, and we'll make sure you get a chance to give a shout out to either family, friend. Just give a shout out to them because they're doing an awesome job. Owning My Own Truth. Tina and Gina doing it, making it do what it's supposed to do. So I said, do what it do, what it's supposed to do, make a difference. That's what it's all about. That's owning your own truth. And at this point, I just want you all to kind of share some of the, I mean, you mentioned some events and some partnerships that you all are involved with. Can you just share some upcoming events that may be coming up in the next few days, next few weeks, next month, and you can share with the listening audience, because we're truly down about 8 minutes now, so we want to make sure. Hold up, Tina. We have another call on. I told you when I called the family, the family want to talk now. Okay. Yeah, we have the caller with the last 4-digit 8671. You are now live. Can we get your location, your name, and share your thoughts or just chat with Tina, Gina, Dr. Lorinda Smith, as well as Scarlett and Lisa. You're live.
All right. Greetings, everyone. My name is Monique, and I'm from Lithonia, Georgia, and I had the pleasure of knowing these two ladies and the extended vision of Owning My Own Truth. I've seen it from the inception. I've seen the growth. I see the commitment. I see the passion. I see the compassion. And I see the partnerships developing. I see the courage that Tina and Gina both exhibit. I stand in awe because a lot of people that do encounter a lot of trauma can get swallowed up by it, and that can be the end of their story. Their whole life can be labeled and defined by what they've been through. But I stand not just as an observer, but one that has absorbed the passion, the purpose, and the provision that they provide for others because of what they have experienced. And I'm just reminded really quickly of the story of the Bible with the three Hebrew boys that when they were in the fiery furnace and when they were delivered by the Son of God, they came out, they were not burnt, and more importantly, they did not even have the scent of smoke on them. Verifying to me that these ladies do not look like, nor do they smell like or have the residue of everything that they've been through. And that's because of God's grace, but more importantly, because they're walking in their healing and they're continuing to go out and touch those that have been wounded and to be a testimony to them that this does not have to be the end of their story, that their condition does not have to be their conclusion, but that there's always higher heights and deeper depths. The grace of God. Yes. So just thank you for that opportunity for me to just show my support and my love. And I just encourage everybody, if you hear Owning My Own Truth, sow a seed, because it's on good soil and it's going to bring forth fruit and much fruit. And I believe that. So thank you to everybody on the platform.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Man, awesome, I tell you. We're going to take the next few minutes. We're going to let Tina and Gina kind of share some things, some upcoming projects and events. And, you know, I always like to shout out those individuals take time to join us. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to get some people that see them, like, they're commenting and they're making statements about they're enjoying the show and everything. I want to give a shout out to Annie Washington. Annie Washington is my mom's youngest sister, so that's my auntie. So she's joining us. Thank you so much. You see how God touches everybody. We have Chastity Jones. Thank you, Chad. Then we have Demetra Besser, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for joining us as well. Then we have Tiffany Davis. Thank you so much for taking time. And BJ Jefferson, I mentioned earlier, she said, living life with a purpose. And she put her heart and said, that's what we have to do. So God is so good. Ladies, you can share the closing in regards to your upcoming project and event. Also, that Cash App, you can give again because we can sow a seed. We all can sow a seed.
Thank you.
We want to sow it in
Thank
the life.
You.
Go ahead, Tina and Gina.
Okay. So I was saying Owning My Own Truth presents Town Nights 2022 Project CPR and LOL Love Out Loud. These dates are from March 16th until June 1st, two Wednesdays out of the month. We'll be covering mental health care, COVID safety, violence prevention, you name it. I'm also a part of Credible Messengers, where we give out 80-plus PPE care bags with homeless, well, full ministries. We give out a total of 2,000 meals per month. And this is two different sites that I work at alongside of personally giving out care bags on my own time. Acoma Market, which is like a black mecca of entrepreneurs in the deep city of Deep East Oakland. It is at Liberation Park. I can't even see where my glasses. The address is 7101 Foothill Boulevard, Acoma Market. This is at Liberation Park. It's every first and third Sunday. The next coming event is March 20th, April 3rd, and 17th, and we have dates until December 4th. If you guys are interested in finding out more activities, please inbox me or email me, RobinsonTina, RobinsonTina82@gmail.com. Shout out to Oakland Frontline Healers. It's a collaborative of over 26 different organizations. I love you to life, my fiscal sponsor, Boss Donald Frazier, Miguel, financial advisor, Melvin Cohen, Mama D, Daryl Allen. It's so many people, Moja Health, UCSFF. They had started COVID pop-up sites when COVID hit in 2020, Roots, Lifelong Medical. And if I haven't mentioned you, shout out to the council family. Just know I love you to life, and I will see you soon. Cash App is $47TE. We could do it better together than alone. In Jesus' name, I salute. Amen.
Yes, salute.
Awesome, awesome. And I tell you, it's a blessing to be in the place. If you're on the line or you're using Facebook, you're using Instagram, see how God will continue to bless us. We're truly, truly given an opportunity to see how his works, you know, is not dead. His work is going and happening every day through these two young ladies and the many other people who are supporting them. See, that's what it's all about. We have to find our purpose. And own our own truth now. We have to do that. We have to own it. So God has blessed us with a great opportunity. I tell you, Tina and Gina, I'm always excited to have you all here, and you're always invited. And Tina, you know, as a co-host, you jump in there, whether it's my show at 1 o'clock, or the show on Wednesday, well, more than Wednesday, Thursday night, you're always there on Monday night as a co-host. We thank you so much. And Gina, thank you for being as support as.
Can I do one more quick shout out?
Yes,
to my pastor, Super KJ Williams Sr. and First Lady Jacqueline Williams of New Beginnings Community Church. I just want my pastor to know that I'm carrying my binder for a reconference. The theme was rebuilding ministry, and I've been flowing with new ideas and renewing my mind. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Lowe. Thank you.
Thank you
for having me. And
thank you
to the guest panel.
Thank you for having both of you all on here and sharing your time. And Gina, if you want to say something as we close out on your end, you can do that as well. Then I'll move to the other co-hosts that are on here, see if they have something they want to share before we completely close it out. Now, give a shout-out to those people that's joining us, and I'll make sure I give them a shout-out before we close out. Gina.
Thank you. I just want to lead the charge for people that are listening, the audience, that today, in this moment, and each second going forward, to purpose yourself, to live on purpose with a purpose. The act of kindness bestows infinite blessings on us. So when you go out in the world today and you see someone, give them a smile, lend a hand. If you see someone that appears to be hungry, offer them some food. The blessing is infinite. And so I charge everyone from this day to live on purpose with a purpose. And I close with that. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lowe, for the opportunity.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's only my own truth.
Thank you.
That's Tina and Gina Robinson. Thank you so much for taking time to really, really share your thoughts and share what you're doing. The focus of Only My Own Truth, having a purpose. We all have to have a purpose. And now before we close out with all the shout-outs and all the information we do, I want you to make sure you take time to sow a seed. That's to the Cash App, $47, T as in Thomas, E as in Edwards. That's $47TE. I will sow a seed because I will be sending her something to help with what she's doing. I'm going to do that. So we're going to do it with this radio station. So I want you to do the same. I challenge you to do the same. I want to give us this opportunity for our other co-hosts. That's Scarlett H. Black, as well as I'm looking, I see Lisa may have left her, but Scarlett, if you want to take this opportunity, share a couple of things as we get ready to close out. I see her on here. She has spoke. Well, maybe she stepped out. But let's move forward. Again, I want to give a shout-out to those many individuals who've taken time, but it's been awesome. It's been an awesome show tonight. And we got throughout the week to make sure we do that. You know, we are going to make sure we address some of the things that are dealing with sports and how the March Madness coming out on Wednesday night. We're going to make sure, Dr. Lowe, that we come back and talk about what's going on in our neighborhoods, again, block by block. But we want to shout out, give a shout-out to those individuals. First, we'll say to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, number 10, Instagram. We have online checking it out, Sexy Sigma. I'm going to give him a shout-out. He said hello. Thank you, my brother. You have Blue underscore Knots joining us. You have T Marlis 01. You have Pretty underscore Elise. Then you have Collins underscore Lisa underscore Trader. Those individuals joining us on Instagram, thank you so much. And the list has been people added since we're getting ready to close. We want to give a shout out. We give a shout out to Celestia Burgess Nettles. Thank you. Tracy McGee Williams, Sherry Thomas, and we want to give a shout out to individuals I shout out early, Tiffany Davis, BJ Jefferson, Demetria Besser, Chastity Jones, Annie Washington. Our co-hosts and our guests, our special guests with Tina Robinson. Then you have Carol Davis, Jacqueline Davison, Sharon Presley, Jackie Brown Gathers. Also, we have Mary Alice Wood. One more. I have a couple more there. We have Earl Presley, and I gave you the background. We thank each and every one of y'all. It's been awesome, man. It's time to wrap this up tonight. I thank our special guest, as well as one of the co-hosts. Both of them, they can come in at any time they want to.
No, I'm still on. I was on mute, and I couldn't get off mute quick enough just to say thank them for joining us tonight and for their story and for their journey. They're still on the journey, and they're asking us to join the journey. But we appreciate everything that you said, and won't have enough time to make the other comments I want to make, because I always, you know, my purpose is children and young people. And sometimes we're going to have to give them permission and even give adults permission to be angry, because sometimes everything is not their fault. You know, when you've been in incest or rape or things of that nature, you are a victim, but you don't have to continue to be a victim. There's victory over being a victim. You do have to give them permission. Give them permission to be angry, because they have every right to be angry. Because when you steal someone's childhood, that's a lot to have to overcome. From victim to victory. But please allow folks to get angry and blame when they have to. But don't continue to stay in that mode. You move from victim to victory. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hear Tina saying thank you to Scarlett, and I'm saying as well, it's been an awesome show tonight. I can give a shout-out to all of those. Thank you. And just remember that we're here always for you. We're here to make a difference. We're bringing an opportunity so you can hear what's going on, what the impact individuals like Tina and Gina Robinson is making in our society through Owning My Own Truth. So it's been a pleasure again, Tina. And Gina, thank you so much for taking your time, truly, being a part of the team, but being a special guest and sharing the follow-up on the awesome things you're doing. But make sure you sow a seed by Cash Apping to $47T as in Thomas and E as Edward. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll come back and make it do it again on Wednesday night. And we're really excited, but we just might surprise you with a Dr. Lowe neighborhood tomorrow. Tina, thank you so much. And we're going to...
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. You know, you are welcome. You have an opportunity to continue to keep us safe. The ideal is that if you hadn't had your vaccine, you hadn't had the booster, still practice the safety protocols, because we're not totally out of... Just because the mask is being moved and a lot of our places all over this country, you have to protect yourself as well and your family. So make sure you still follow those protocols. Well, if people want to hear from it, but I'm going to preach it, because it's making a difference when you follow, when you do wear a mask, when you do wash your hands, when you stay 6 feet, stay at home and the business that you love them. Just call them if you can't touch them or see them. You can virtual or use the cell phone, call them, tell them you love them. Give them that hug, whether it's virtual or in person, because it's all about loving one another. Love makes the world go round. I want you to keep that in mind. Our show Wednesday night is scheduled for 7:30. That's Talking Sports Plus, prime time. Check them out. There's an awesome show we got planned. We want you to have an awesome time the rest of the night. Just be truly blessed and the rest of the week. And if you're not able to join us on Wednesday, just hang in there, because we're going to be coming back hard, coming back fast. God has been so good. It's been a blessing. Thank each and every one of you on Facebook, each and every one of you on Instagram, and definitely each and every one of you on Blog Talk Radio. WDSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in now 24 countries. So 24 countries of individuals will hear this show and know that we're trying to make a difference. Have an awesome rest of the night. And as I close it out, I want you always to hear it and look. And if you're on video or you're watching, it comes from my heart. I truly, truly love you. I love you. Truly love you. And ain't nothing you can really do about it, you know. And truly, I have a heart for you. So God has blessed me to work for my inner self, not my outer self. So truly, truly, take an opportunity to remember this as we close out. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll truly, truly talk with you in the future. We love you.
Love you.